Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our scripture for tonight is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid. It is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Lamentations chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what is come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doeth or don't deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the perils of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They ravished the woman in Zion, and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their mushik. The joy of our hearts is seized. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is falling from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. Because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore, dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old, but thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth against us. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Raise your voice.
Tonight we give honor and praise and worship to the Lord with songs. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Our announcements are as follows. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. You can visit our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is pleased to announce that we now support Food for the Poor. We need your financial support in an effort to raise funds to assist the work they are doing. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80192, to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our reader broadcasts every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lesson, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, to our online Bible college, to our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites, to our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3.
Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me.
Burn in me.
Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles. Tonight's teachings, if you will be a scriptural insight. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the end of this earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will guide me through this lesson tonight, and that the enemy will not prevail with this cough and this cold tonight, dear Lord. Father, I submit to you, Lord, and I pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will open my mind and my heart for your words to flow through. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit as a vessel as we proclaim the way of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight's lesson will be scriptural insights. John the Baptist, the prophet who prepared the way for Jesus Christ. We will take a look at Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. In those days, came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight." Father, we thank you for your word, and we bless your holy name tonight. The miraculous birth of John the Baptist is detailed in the book of Luke, first chapter. It signifies a life especially designed by God for a unique purpose. John the Baptist was a prophet, an ordained prophetic messenger, announcing that the season for God's anointed to appear was here. He was appointed, even before birth, to proclaim the way of the Lord to the Jewish people. Not only would he herald the appearing of Jesus Christ and the beginning of Christ's earthly ministry, but he would also prepare the heart of the Jewish people to receive Jesus Christ by preaching repentance to them, by cleansing their hearts in expectation of his coming. They would be able to believe and receive the words that Jesus Christ would speak to them. Because John's primary message was the repentance for sin, that would clear the way in one's heart for the Lord. He did make some enemies along the way. Whenever the way of the Lord is proclaimed, it offends those who are traveling other roads that are in opposition to the one paved by God. Among these enemies were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who regarded themselves as the religious elite, and they thought the people's traditional and legalistic doctrines that strengthened their own denominational positions. John the Baptist called them a generation of vipers, questioning their motives in coming with those who gathered to hear him preach. He told them not to be filled with pride because they were descendants of Abraham, but to bring forth the proper fruit of repentance, which demonstrate one as a changed heart and mind. For all others who received this message, they were water baptized in public by John the Baptist, making their personal decision a matter of public witness. Herod and John. Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 5 says, "At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the name of Jesus, and said unto his servants, This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do shew forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, It is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet." John's message of repentance also reached King Herod's throne, for Herod had an ill-kept secret. He was married to his brother's wife. We see traits of the Antichrist spirit in Herod's acceptance of adulterous marriage. Traits of covenant breaking, where he broke both the natural bond between his brother, his own kin, and the marital bond between one and their spouse. A covenant is a sacred agreement of relationship and shared support that is binding upon all parties. There are covenants that are between parents and children, spousal covenants of faithfulness and provision, and the ultimate God's covenant of salvation and all that it contains. It was established between he and man and written in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is called the New Testament. We will now take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. "After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." John the Baptist spoke out about this unlawful marriage to Herod. It got back to his wife, sister-in-law, Herodias, who demanded that he take action against this so-called prophet. How dare he bring the king into question? Herodias actually wanted John the Baptist killed. But she knew her husband was moved by popular opinion. For when she demanded that John the Baptist be killed for his offensive remarks about their marriage, Herod refused because the people thought John the Baptist was a real prophet from God. Herod, in an effort to appease his offended wife, arrested and bound John the Baptist, putting him in prison. The king hoped that would somewhat appease her. However, Herodias was anything but satisfied and continued to watch for her opportunity to have John the Baptist killed. Let us take a few minutes to examine her. Herodias was a royal title for the wife of King Herod, just like Queen Jezebel of 1 Kings. We are not told her given name. She was an ambitious woman, or she would not have left her living husband to marry her brother-in-law, who was the king. Her ambition to remain queen and become a growing political influence were becoming endangered by John the Baptist. Because of his message, the common people believed that John the Baptist was a true messenger from God, and they might demand that Herod be put an end to his unlawful marriage. The king might be inclined to put Herodias away, agreeing with John the Baptist, who spoke out boldly against their ungodly union. Realizing that her husband could be persuaded by opinion, she waited until she saw an opportunity to get rid of this prophet who was a threat to her reign as queen. She also had another problem. Even though she hated John the Baptist, the king was starting to like this prophet. He was actually glad to listen to him and began obeying him in many areas. This complication was going to ruin all her plans. We will now take a look at Mark chapter 6, verses 17 through 20, which says, "For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel with him, and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man, and an holy and observed man. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly." Herodias' opportunity. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced, and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, "Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it." And he sware unto her, "Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee." unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king, and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorrow. Yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a charger, and gave it to the damsel. And the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. Mark chapter 6, verses 21 through 29. The said Herodias is a perfect example of a controlled spirit at work. We see that spirit's Jezebelian ways employed in the queen's dealing with the king. She uses different methods, schemes, and people to get her agenda accomplished. She tried to use offense as a tool to manipulate her husband and set him against John the Baptist, because he was a threat to her ambitions to stay the queen. The truth of God's word through the prophet John the Baptist was a sword to her heart, and he had to be killed. However, she didn't have the authority to do it herself, and the king had a godly fear of John the Baptist, so he wouldn't readily do it either. She waited and watched for an opportunity when one of Herod's weaknesses could be exploited. Her opportunity came on his birthday. He always had lavish parties, and his weaknesses for beautiful things gave her an idea. What if she suggested that her daughter dance as a present for the king? Why could even be a featured entertainment for the king's illustrious guest? While dancing for their pleasure, she could please their eyes and serve as a snare for the king. Note, the ancient Jewish historian Flavius Josephus was quoted in his book, The Antiquities of the Jews, as stating that Herodias' daughter was named Salome. She was a first century advisor and historian to three Roman emperors, recording New Testament events as a non-Christian. Herod was delighted. He and his guests would have a rare treat on his special day. The daughter of Herodias danced provocatively before her uncle, stepfather, fascinating him with her charm. So smitten was Herod that under that seducing effect, he made a rash and foolish promise. He didn't know that a spirit of control, a spirit of witchcraft, was behind the moment, trapping him by his own words. Finally, the moment Herodias was waiting for. When her daughter finished her task, she went to her mother for some more instructions. Please accept my apologies for the sniffing and the coughing, but I am having a cold. But the word of God must be preached. Immediately and quickly, she returned to the king. She said, I want you to immediately give me the head of John the Baptist on this platter. Herod realized he was trapped. Don't think that a controlled spirit won't call you out before people and put you on the hot seat. Herod was trapped. He had made an unbreakable oath, and he had done it before a room full of opportunistic witnesses. He had to honor his promise, even against his will. And though it meant John the Baptist's life, the order was carried out and the man of God killed in the line of duty. These spirits come for the word. They designed to kill God's servant who serve as messenger of truth. These messengers who expose sin, set order and declare the righteous way of the Lord. If this were the end of the story, it would be very sad. However, while John was in prison, the controlled spirit behind his imprisonment was oppressing him just like it did to Elijah when he ran from the wrath of Jezebel. This spirit upon Herodias caused John to begin to question what he believed about Jesus Christ. He even sent some of the disciples of Jesus Christ to ask him, was he the one or should they expect another? In response, Jesus turned to the multitude he was teaching and began to testify of the true call upon John's life, stating that John had truly recognized the anointed of God. Know, saint of God, that the disciples took that message back to John as confirmation of his call and that the Lord was pleased by his service. This word gave him peace and reestablished assurance in John's heart that whatever lay ahead, he had accomplished the God-ordained purpose upon his life. Beloved, Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 35 says, and the disciples of John shewed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come? Or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine bidder, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. We pray that this lesson was a blessing to you, and we encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, to say.
If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis, and you could listen to the archives show. Those are the previous show that we had, which are archives. So you could go back and you could select from a great number of shows that we did, and you could listen in the comfort of your home and for your listening pleasure and for some of the teachings. The Word of God is mighty and powerful, and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. Once again, for those who are turned away from him, tonight I'm appealing to you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. And for those who have never accepted him, I encourage you to join us tonight. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? The scripture says, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I encourage you tonight to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Albert, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Tonight we'll say a special prayer for the believer. Heavenly Father, just as Paul the Apostle prayed for the believers at Philippi, tonight I pray for my fellow believers that we may not fall into ungodliness. I thank my God upon remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel of Jesus Christ. From the very first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. God bless you and good night as we continue on this spiritual journey. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. God bless you abundantly. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless you.